My phone is off here, so it doesn't go. Very good evening, everybody. Want to welcome everyone to our city council meeting. The time is now 5:30, so I'd like to open our meeting, and I'd like to welcome all of our guests, all of our visitors, those joining us on Zoom, and also all of our city staff and council. Thank you so much for being here this evening. I will open the meeting now at 5:30 p.m. Our first item on the agenda is our invocation, and tonight I'm so happy to have with us Reverend Kenneth McNeil from Willow Grove Baptist Church here to lead us in prayer. So, Reverend McNeil, if you wouldn't mind coming up to the podium. Reverend McNeil is a member of our community, and I'm just so grateful that he said yes to coming and leading our invocation. So, thank you, sir. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me. Thank you for the invitation. Let us pray. Almighty and triune God, we give you thanks and praise for all your mighty works, for your loving kindness and gracious mercy towards us. Thank you for creating us and sustaining us every single day. Thank you that you have made us in your image. And thank you, Lord, that you have called us to be in this place, at this time, in this community. Father, we thank you for this city. We thank you for our elected officials, our police officers, our businesses, churches, families, and individuals that call this great place of Woodway home. We pray that we open our hearts and our minds to receive your plans and your purpose for this day. Sustain us, lead us, that we will obey your will. We pray, Lord, that we open our eyes and our hands to see the work in every aspect of this meeting. May your Spirit guide us to make wise decisions and lead us towards the best outcomes. Father, I lift up every member of the city council, the mayor, police officers, all those gathered together tonight. I pray for their families, for every trial, every crisis, every struggle. May you give us peace, the peace that surpasses all understanding. Give us peace in our homes, in our jobs, and to the issues at hand. I pray, Lord, for the city council, for the mayor, for the council members, to give them wisdom and guidance as they deliberate on the items before us today. May every decision be righteous in your sight and a benefit of your glory. Father, that we give you all the praise, and that we give you all the honor. It's in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Reverend McNeil, thank you so much, and thank you for being a valuable part of this community. We appreciate it. Yes, sir. Thank you so much. All right, item number two on our agenda is our Pledge of Allegiance. If you're able, please rise for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Also wanted to give thanks for the nice weather we have.
Yeah, wow. It's wonderful.
I'm just so grateful for that. Fall showed up on time this year. All right, item number three, we're moving into our public comment time. The city council invites citizens and guests to address the council on any matter, including items that are on the agenda, except public hearings that are included on the agenda. Comments related to public hearings will be heard when the specific hearing starts. We ask that you please limit your comments to 3 minutes per resolution R-87-11. The council is not permitted to take any action or discuss any item that's not listed on the agenda. When you're called to speak, we'd ask that you please state your name and address. And if you're speaking on a specific agenda item, please state that item number before beginning your comments. Thank you for your cooperation and understanding. We do have a guest with us on Zoom tonight on this screen. So our timer has moved to the screen in the back, just so you know when your time is up. Thank you. All right, is there anybody who would like to address council at this time? Please come to the podium. All right, there being none, we will close the public comment time at 5:35 p.m. Thank you. Item number four is the presentation of the yard of the month for September. And let's see here, Chief.
Yes,
I've got the name here. Let's see. All right, Steve and Kathy Smith.
Yes.
And they're not here.
Yes,
today.
They're
is that right?
State.
Okay.
They are very excited.
Awesome.
Yes,
wonderful.
Very happy.
Well, congratulations, Steve and Kathy Smith. That is a beautiful, beautiful front yard right there.
Yes, it is.
At 9614 Old Farm Road. So we will be sure to get them this certificate. So Steve and Kathy, if you're listening, thank you for your outstanding contribution to help make the city of Woodway beautiful. And I'm very pleased to award you the Yard of the Month Award for September 2024. All right. And just in case anybody wants to see it, that's the award. So just showing it to everybody. We'll make sure it gets to them. Thank you so much. All right. Well, let's move on then to item number five, which is the introduction of our new public safety officer. So Chief, I'm going to pass it over to you.
Yes, sir.
Exciting.
All right, so we have a new officer to introduce, Mr. Joe Rogers. I'm really excited to get Joe to our organization. He does not, again, one of those that does not like to talk much and prefers to be on nights, but we stole Joe from Baylor. He was a 20-year supervisor over there. We're actually blessed as well to have his wife, Lindsay Rogers, as our administrative assistant up at the PD. So it's always an honor when somebody wants somebody else within their world to come and work at our organization. That means we're doing something right. But I want Joe to say a few things about himself.
Speech.
There you go, sir.
I'm not the greatest public speaker, so pardon me, but... not much about me. I've lived in Woodway since 2015. I've really gotten to know the community, love it, and finally got to the point where I wanted to serve it. So it's kind of why I decided to go this route after so long.
Awesome.
I appreciate y'all, and I'm excited about being here.
That's great.
Thank you.
Wonderful.
You're
welcome.
Let me just say, we are so honored to have Joe at our organization, and it wouldn't be possible without y'all. Y'all are the reason that we are able to do what we do, and every one of you means so much to us as an organization. We were able to contact Joe. We were at the McLennan 100 banquet, and he was sitting with us because Lindsay volunteered there. And I was like, hey, Joe. And I was able to truly lay out everything and our benefits. That is all because of y'all. And he made the jump, and we're so thankful, and we're so thankful for y'all as well. So congrats.
Yeah, congrats.
Get to work.
Chief, I got to work with Joe at his Baylor job before coming here, so really glad that you got him. He's a good one.
He's known around here, so
yeah.
In a good way.
So welcome to the Rogers family. Happy that you guys are here. Alrighty, moving on to our public hearings and related action. Item 6A is the public hearing on the proposal from the Centurion Foundation Incorporated that the National Finance Authority issue tax-exempt revenue bonds in one or more series in a total amount not to exceed $31 million to finance the acquisition of a medical office and healthcare facility located at 6101 Woodway Drive, Woodway, Texas, and to pay certain expenses incurred in connection with the issuance of the bonds. This is a public hearing, so anybody who would like to speak on this topic is welcome to. I'll open the public hearing at 5:40 p.m. Is there anybody who would like to speak on this item? All right. I opened the public hearing at 5:40. I'm also going to close the...
Anybody want to speak against it?
Yeah, that's what I meant too. But anybody to speak against it? All right. I'll close the public hearing at 5:40 p.m. Thank you. All right, 6B is discussion and consider action on resolution R24-19 to approve the request from the Centurion Foundation Incorporated that the National Finance Authority issue tax-exempt revenue bonds in a total amount not to exceed $31 million to finance the acquisition of a medical office and healthcare facility located at 6101 Woodway Drive, Woodway, Texas, and to pay certain expenses incurred in connection with the issuance of the bond. May I have a motion to discuss?
I'll make a motion to discuss.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Thank you. Mr. Manager, can you give us a few comments about this this item, please?
Sure, Mayor. Thank you. So to start off, we do have two attorneys, one virtually and one present, to represent the Centurion Foundation. But what we wanted to make sure everybody was clear and understood was that this imposes no tax or any financial burden to the city of Woodway. These gentlemen can speak more to the details, but there's an obscure IRS code that mandates they go through this process with the city. So with that, I'll turn it over to either of you.
I'm Jason Terman, so I'm...
Jason, if we get you up here.
Sorry.
Thank you. And Jason, just for our record, if you wouldn't mind giving us your name and address, please.
Jason Terman. I actually represent Ascension Providence, work with a real estate group, and we're working with Centurion on the transaction for them to purchase the building.
Wonderful.
And Jeremy is an attorney that works with Centurion that's helping them with the tax exempt bonds.
Yeah, I'm Jeremy Allum. I'm with Barnes & Thornburg. I'm a bond lawyer. I was in Woodway last week to visit the site, but it didn't line up with the meeting, so I appreciate y'all letting me attend virtually. The city manager's right. The Centurion Foundation will acquire this building. There'll be no change in the use of the building. It's occupied by Ascension Providence, and they'll be staying. They'll just have, I think, a friendlier landlord in the future in the Centurion Foundation, which is a nonprofit. And they will finance the purchase of the building through the issuance of bonds. Centurion does this all over the country to help health systems like Ascension Providence. And typically they issue those bonds through something called the National Finance Authority. You know, you might be familiar with bonds that you issue through the city or through the county or through state agencies. They have a national issuer that kind of helps them with their program. But the IRS regulations do require us to have a public hearing locally for each project and to seek the approval locally for each project. You are not a party to the bond transaction. You are not liable for anything whatsoever. You're just an appropriate local government entity that can hold this public hearing for us and approve the issuance by the NFA of the bonds. And we've been working with your local attorney, David Shaw, I think, and he understands the process and the rationale behind it, and we appreciate your help.
Great. Okay. Thank you, sir. Council, any questions about this? It's an interesting one. I haven't seen one of these come by in a long time, so I had to do a little checking around to see. But it's because it's a, I think I saw in the notes, it's a rule from 1986 or something like that.
IRS.
IRS rule.
Tax code 84, I believe.
Yeah.
Yes.
And so we're not involved with any of the bonds. It's just we have to approve them doing
and not a guarantee in any way.
No.
And there's no contingent liabilities down the road or anything like that?
No, I don't think we're involved at all.
I think it's just the municipality approval of getting the bonds.
Yes.
And that's it.
That's right.
So I don't see any problem with it.
Nope.
Great. Thank you. Anything more
okay,
for us?
No, thank you.
All right. Appreciate you guys being here. Thanks. Council, if there's no further discussion on this item, I will entertain a motion on item 6B.
I'll make a motion to approve this.
Resolution R-24-19.
To approve the request from the Centurion Foundation, Inc. that the National Finance Authority issue tax-exempt revenue bonds in a total amount not to exceed $31 million One, to finance the acquisition of a medical office and healthcare facility located at 6101 Woodway Drive, Woodway, Texas. And two, to pay certain expenses incurred in connection with the issuance of the bonds.
And I'll second that.
It's been moved and seconded. Thank you. Ms. Barkley, do I need to read the resolution before we vote? No. All right. It's been moved and seconded. I'll call for the vote. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye. Aye.
All opposed, please say nay. The ayes have it. The motion carries unanimously, and Resolution R-2419 is approved.
Easy.
Appreciate it. Thank you all.
Yes, sir. Thank you for being here.
You bet.
Item number 7 is discussion and consider action on Ordinance 24-10, approving a negotiated settlement between the Atmos City Steering Committee, ACSC, and the Atmos Energy Corporation, Mid-Tex Division, regarding the company's 2024 rate review mechanism filing, declaring existing rates to be unreasonable, adopting tariffs that reflect rate adjustments consistent with the negotiated settlement, finding that the rates to be set by attached settlement tariffs to be just and reasonable, and in the public interest, approving an attachment establishing a benchmark for pensions and retiree medical benefits, and requiring the company to reimburse ACSC's reasonable rate-making expenses. Motion to discuss, please.
I'll make a motion to discuss.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Thank you. Mr. Manager, number 7, please.
Thank you, Mayor. So that was a mouthful. I'll try to re-summarize what the mayor just said, or kind of break it down for what I've done in past years. This is the same thing that's come to council, comes to you every year. There's usually a rate filing, or there's an ask, and we deny it. And then the Mid-Texas that represents the 181 cities that the mayor mentioned, or excuse me, he didn't mention that, but it's in the background. That Mid-Texas division, basically the process is the utility companies will come in and say, we need, in this case, it was $196.8 million. There's a GRIP filing. There's several processes that occur, several meetings over the next 6 to 8 months. Then they come back. The rate was reduced by $32.1 million. And the effective, let's see what they have here. You know, after several settlement meetings, the parties have agreed to settle the case for $164.7 million. So when you see the gas bill go up 3, 5, 8 cents, that's the culmination of all of these meetings. And this meeting tonight is just to approve. So they asked for X, and then it got lowered and negotiated. And now the rate that's going to take place October 1 is what we're approving tonight.
That was what I was going to say. Approved what it had been negotiated.
Yes.
Down.
Yeah. Approving. So Ordinance 24-10 will be approving a negotiated settlement between the Atmos Cities and Steering Committee and Atmos Energy Group, Mid-Tex Division, regarding the company's 2024 rate review mechanism filing, declaring existing rate adjustments consistent with the negotiated settlement, finding the rates to be set by attached settlement tariffs to be just and reasonable and in the public interest, approving an attachment, establishing a benchmark for pensions and retiree medical benefits, and requiring the company to reimburse ACSC's reasonable rate-making expenses.
Okay, so just to be clear, Mr. Manager, because you're right, this is a mouthful. We're approving this this new rate, but I just want to be sure I understand. I see like the rate sheet in here, but I don't see the.
Yeah, the rate sheets. Let me see. I had it just a second ago. Rate sheet was on page 15.
Month. This one here, is that it? Okay.
Is that 15?
Okay.
Is
page 15? Yeah.
Page 15.
Yes. Okay, so it's going up.
It's going
0.05 per month. I just wanted to see what the rate was. That's really what I'm trying to ask. And I thought I had it, and then I lost it in the mouthful.
Did I understand you said that you see it's going up?
Well, there's a surcharge there, but I don't think that's from the
That's I thought it was going down by the overall amount.
I don't see a... There's a surcharge on there, but that's not from the settlement. It's from...
Yes. The end result is we're one of 181 cities that's in this negotiation.
I just wanted to be sure I knew what we were voting on, so I found it. Thank you.
Okay, yes, sir. And if I understand it correctly, we need to approve it to get this reduction.
That's what, that's...
Yeah, because it could have been higher than what it turned out to be.
That's my point. Yes, yes.
And so we initially said, no, this amount
let them negotiate.
They need to negotiate this down to where...
That's what I was asking, was if this was the negotiated, if this was the negotiated rate.
This is the negotiated settlement.
Okay, perfect.
Everything's to the good.
Perfect, perfect.
Yeah.
All right. Item number seven, looking for a motion on approving ordinance 24-10.
I move that we approve a negotiated settlement between Atmos and Atmos Energy Corp Midtex Division Steering Committee and Midtex Division.
Ordinance 24-10. Wouldn't we need to put the ordinance in?
Yeah, he said he was looking for a motion to adopt ordinance 24-10.
Yeah. So moved. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second, thank
you. I think
you.
Ken seconded it.
Ken seconded it?
I tried, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. We'll let you have the second. We'll take the second. All right, let me read the ordinance before we call for the vote. Ordinance 2410 is an ordinance of the City Council of the City of Woodway, Texas, approving a negotiated settlement between the Atmos City Steering Committee, the ACSE, and the Atmos Energy Group, Mid-Tex Division, regarding the company's 2024 rate review mechanism filing, declaring existing rates to be unreasonable, adopting tariffs that reflect rate adjustments consistent with the negotiated settlement, and finding the rates to be set by the attached settlement tariffs to be just and reasonable and in the public interest, approving an attachment establishing a benchmark for pensions and retiree medical benefits, requiring the company to reimburse ACSE's reasonable rate-making expenses, determining that this ordinance was passed in accordance with the requirements of the Texas Open Meetings Act, and adopting a savings clause declaring an effective date and requiring delivery of this ordinance to the company and the ACSE's legal counsel. All right. I'll now call for the vote. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All opposed, please say nay. The ayes have it, and Ordinance 2410 is adopted. Thank you, counsel. Moving on. Item number eight is discussion and consider action on a change order with JH Contracting LLC for additional asphalt pavement replacement on the Woodway Waterline Replacement Project in an amount not to exceed $48,744 and authorizing the city manager to execute any documents in connection therewith. Motion to discuss, please.
I'll make a motion to discuss.
I'll second.
Moved and seconded. Thank you. Mr. Manager, number eight, please.
All right. Thank you, Mayor and Council. So Mr. Keeston and I we visited about this over the phone. Talking about, we as staff, we can just approve a whole lot of things administratively, but we'd rather bring things forward where we can if time permits. This is one such item. I just made some notes in here that it doesn't really meet the threshold for the change order for the original contracted amount. And the language in the purchasing policy, we thought there was some wiggle room in there, but just to be above board, we wanted to make sure everybody had a fair look at it. And that total amount is $48,744, which accounts for, there were five streets. So what they did where this water line was put in, a lot of the places the streets didn't hold up like they thought they would. So the contractor messed up more streets and, in any case, to fix it right after so we don't have to dig it up again, that's what it comes to.
It's about 7% more than what they started with, but of course you don't know until you tear into it, which you go right across. Now, they've been working on these streets for quite a while. Do we have a completion date on this?
This will be the final payment, sir.
So will they have it finished here pretty quick? I haven't drove over in that area in a while.
believe most of it is. John, do you have a final end date on this? I know this is the final payment.
Yeah, yes, sir. They finished probably 3 weeks ago.
Oh, okay.
Substantial completion. Everything is done. Just waiting on this to bring to you so they can get.
I was in that neighborhood about 3 or 4 months ago, and it looked like a war zone.
That it did.
Yeah. All right, counsel. Any other discussion? Any other questions? We're voting on authorizing these change orders to finalize the this project here. All right, I'll entertain a motion on item number 8, please.
I move that we accept the change order with JH Contracting LLC for additional asphalt pavement replacement on the Woodway Waterline Replacement Project in an amount not to exceed $48,744 and authorizing the city manager to execute any documents in connecting therewith.
Second.
It's moved and seconded. Thank you. I'll call for the vote. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed, please say nay. The ayes have it, and the motion carries unanimously. Thank you, counsel. Item number 9, discussion and consider action to approve the purchase of 33 tasers through the Axon Enterprises Incorporated, utilizing buy board contract pricing in an amount not to exceed $145,820 over a 5-year period, subject to appropriation, authorizing disposal of tasers that have reached the end of their useful service life, and authorizing the city manager to execute all documents in connection therewith. Could I get a motion to discuss?
I'll make a motion to discuss.
I'll second that.
Thank you. Mr. Manager, number 9, please.
Thank you, Mayor. The officers are currently utilizing tasers that are no longer being repaired or serviced by the sole provider, Axon. This has caused many tasers to go out of service and malfunction. The tasers are also a decade old, and Axon recommends replacement after 5 years. So the $145,820, that's over a 5-year period, which we're looking at $58,217.32, and then every year they're on $21,900.67.
Yeah. When do we get them? Do we have to finish up?
Yes, sir.
Go ahead. Absolutely. Yeah. I'm just curious.
We don't want to be tested.
No one's going to help me with the presentation. I'm to give you all that information.
Okay. Great.
I've got the clicker.
Yep.
We have a PowerPoint this time.
Yes. Oh,
okay, cool.
Improvements.
That's the last time.
I look forward to next meeting.
All right, good evening, Mr. Mayor, City Council members, and staff. Thank you for your time. I've come here to talk to you about purchasing new tasers for Woodway Public Safety Department. By now, I'm sure you've heard the term taser, but I'd like to explain a little bit what a taser is. A taser is simply an energy weapon that is designed to temporarily incapacitate a subject for about 5 seconds. This is accomplished by the officer firing probes that make contact with the subject, and energy is transferred from the taser through wires and into the body. The officer must make at least 2 connections into the body for it to be effective. Currently, every Woodway public safety officer has a taser issued to them, and they are mainly used to arrest violent or armed subjects. So the current tasers we have were purchased in 2013. When we bought them, we were told that the life expectancy was about 5 years. Obviously, we have exceeded that time frame, but our tasers are starting to show their age. One example is the tasers have 2 lasers to show where the top and bottom dart will land. And due to age, some tasers only have 1 of those lasers operational, so it leaves the officer to guess where the second one will land. Also, the back of the tasers have an LCD screen that displays important information to the officer, such as battery length, battery percentage, and duration of the taser. Many of those LCD screens are no longer working. And finally, the old tasers only give the officer 2 chances at making a connection. The current tasers that we have are no longer repairable or serviceable, as the city manager stated, and they have reached their end of life. The new tasers that we are recommending to purchase are much better in several ways. The probes are smaller, thus reducing injury at the probe site. The new tasers have an effective range of 45 feet versus our current range of 25 feet. The new tasers will also allow the officer 10 chances or 10 shots to make a connection. This is useful if the officer or subject is running or moving when trying to use a taser. The new tasers are smarter, they require less volts than previous versions, and when they are pulled from their holster, a signal is sent to all officers to activate their body cameras. The new tasers can also upload data logs more frequently, thus increasing our transparency. Furthermore, the tasers produce a distinct noise that the officer can hear when the device is working correctly. So what exactly are we getting for our money? Each Woodway Public Safety Department officer will receive a taser, and the department will get an extra one in case of damage. Each officer will also receive a holster, and Taser will provide training for every officer on the use of the new tasers. The department will also be provided with a training suit that can be worn by another officer, which can enhance training scenarios. Basically, the taser, when the suit is worn, you can be shot with a taser but not feel the effects. Taser will also provide us with unlimited duty cartridges for the next 5 years. We broke the pricing down into 5 years. This year, approximately $58,000. And then the next 4 years, we will pay approximately $22,000 every October. And this is a buy board pricing. Thank you for your time. Do y'all have any questions?
November. It should be here in November.
December.
We're trying to get them before our in-service training, which is the end of this year, so that we can collectively train on them all at once.
Okay, this obviously isn't my sister's taser.
Yeah. Yes. The pink one that you pressed.
Yeah, right.
They are up to date, next level.
The best of the best.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
So about how many do you still have that are currently operational?
100% operational? I would say half a dozen.
Can they be sold to other low-end cities that might?
Possibly, but the problem is they're starting to not make batteries and parts for them, so the agencies, if they bought them, would be behind if they bought them.
Makes sense.
So part of this agreement is also for you guys for them to dispose of.
It's just authorization to get rid of.
To get rid of. Is there any liability with that? I mean, because that kind of going back to whether or not we could sell them if they don't operate.
I'd have to get back with
you on
what the
question for you guys. I'm sorry.
My understanding is that they would just take the tasers. I don't know what they do with them if they dispose of them, but I could look into that and see exactly what they do and get back to you.
I imagine they throw them away.
Yeah, our goal is to return it.
Just recycle. Let them recycle it. Yeah, that's probably the best bet.
Do these new ones also have recommended replacement after 5 years, or do they last longer?
They do. They also have a 5-year shelf life, but these are built better. They're waterproof and dustproof, whereas the old tasers are not. So that was one of the issues that we had in the rain or being dual role public safety, that sometimes you would get water from a fire, putting out a fire on them as well. So these should be much more stable for the long run.
Great. Any other questions?
Yep.
Great. Thank you, officers. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, so in case you didn't catch that, if we approve this, we'll get them in November. We'll get them new, even though we're going to be making payments throughout. Okay, do I hear a motion on...
I'll make a motion to approve the purchase of 33 tasers through Axon Enterprises, Inc., utilizing buy board contract pricing in an amount not to exceed $145,820 over a 5-year period, subject to appropriation, authorizing disposal of tasers that have reached the end of their useful service life, and authorizing the city manager to execute all documents in connection therewith.
And I'll second.
Thank you, Mr. Keeston. Thank you, Mr. Russell. I'll now call for the vote. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, please say nay. The ayes have it, and the motion carries unanimously. Thank you, Council. All right, moving on to the consent agenda. The consent agenda consists of non-controversial, routine, and budgeted items which require no public hearing. The consent agenda is subject to being approved with a single motion. However, the mayor or any city council member may remove any item from the consent agenda for separate discussion and consideration. Mr. Manager, is there anything on here on the consent agenda that would be good for us to know about?
Well, outside of the minutes, we have two action items to repeat. But basically what you're seeing, there's a $37,143 charge and a $29,690 charge that is added into that nearly $800,000 in the utility fund where we had wells failing. These are delayed invoices. So this is the first time you're seeing them. We're seeing them.
Not new but it, failures?
No, sir. No, okay. Thank. Don't say that.
Yeah, we don't want that.
This, both of these amounts, I have all the background information, but the short version is it's part of the overall deficit in the utility fund.
Counselor, is there any item that you'd like removed for separate discussion?
I'd like to take out 10A.
All right, 10A. If there's no further items, I will call for a motion to approve the consent agenda items 10B and C.
I move that we accept the minutes for items 10B and C as read into the record.
All right. Thank you. Do I have a second?
Second.
It's been seconded. Thank you. I'll now call.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
you mentioned consent agenda.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. I thought I said consent agenda as read into the minutes, but yes.
You want to do just one more time for us?
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Sorry, John.
I move that we accept the consent agenda for items 10B and 10C as read in the minutes.
Thank you, sir.
Second.
Seconded. Thank you. I'll call for the vote. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, please say nay. The ayes have it, and consent agenda items B and C are approved. Thank you. Item 10A is discussion and consider action on the minutes of the regular city council meeting held August 26, 2024, 5:30 p.m. Do I have a motion to discuss?
I'll make a motion to discuss.
It's been moved.
All set.
Moved and seconded. Thank you. Mr. Russell.
Oh, just something small. On item number 5, when we came down to the vote, Russell and Keyston voted nay. We put reasons and asked them those reasons to be in the minutes, and that was the only thing.
Okay. We don't put reasons in our minutes.
So. We have in the past.
We don't.
Many times we've done that in the past. So when did we change that?
I can't remember the last time we put any kind of reasons in there.
I'll have to look it up and bring it to you.
Yeah, please do. But we're not going to add your reasons into here. All right. No action on this one. Well, actually, we do have to approve the minutes. So. Council, I'll entertain a motion to approve the minutes of the regular city council meeting. Item 10A, please.
So moved.
So moved.
Second.
So moved, seconded. Thank you. I'll now call for the vote. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed, please say nay.
Nay.
The ayes have it with one nay from Mr. Russell. Thank you all. The minutes are approved as stated. All righty, we've considered action on consent agenda, so we are moving to item number 12, that is our executive session. Notice is hereby given that a closed meeting will be held pursuant to Texas Government Code 551.071 that authorizes a governmental body to consult with its attorney in an executive session to seek his or her advice on a matter in which the duty of the attorney to the governmental body under the Texas Disciplinary Rules of Professional Conduct of the State Bar of Texas clearly conflicts with Texas Government Code Chapter 551. The time is now 6:09 p.m. I will recess the public meeting to go into executive session at this time. All right, Council, I think we're all back. We will resume, come back out of recess and resume the public meeting at 6:19 p.m. All right, Mr. Manager, you're up next for the City Manager's Report, number 13.
All right, Mayor, thank you. Don't have much, just wanted to report back last week when I mentioned the Arboretum blitz that we did online. It had a small number that we were very impressed with. Now it's since closed, and we had 170 responses.
Good.
Yeah, so we got a lot of good feedback from the community, things that they want to see for programming over this next year, so we're going to incorporate a lot of those asks. And then as we're moving into the next budget, we have 10 applications for police officer, 3 applications for dispatcher, 5 applications for an IT professional. So as the folks are retiring and promoting up, we're trying to backfill as quickly as possible with quality candidates. So hard at work on that front. And lastly, I just have a little handout for everybody. Just kind of catch everyone up. Our income statement and utility fund kind of show where we are, and we hope to see it slightly improved next month.
So what the manager is passing out here is what we talked about last meeting, the utility fund that's quite a bit down. This is the latest on it.
Yeah, and it will change slightly again, but just so everybody has the most up-to-date information that we have. And that's all I have, Mayor.
Mr. Manager, thank you as always. Doing a great job. Thanks for keeping us all.
We're only in the rear 784,000.
It's getting better. it's getting better.
I would just like to say one last thing as before we close. Between this meeting and the next meeting, I'll have already been here a year. It's been a fast and furious year. But just wanted to thank the council, the mayor, all the staff. Everybody's been really good to me and made my job a lot easier than it could be. So thank you all for the support. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Happy anniversary.
One year went very fast, but that's because you did a good job.
Thank you, sir.
All right, item number 14, our last item before adjournment, are the city council reports. Anybody have any updates or briefings for us?
We had a youth commission meeting last Thursday, and I just have to say I'm really impressed with the turnout. I mean, there were 11 kids there. Now, you know, we all had to wait outside a bit until someone had a key to open the door, but everything got done. And,
I heard you were locked out.
Yeah, and it actually went pretty quick.
Okay, good.
I did. So even though they had a whole bunch of things on their agenda, so it was impressive.
Good. Yeah.
Do we have a planning and zoning meeting? No planning and zoning.
No. Great. Thank you, Mr. Keeston. Anybody else? All right. Well, our last item is consider action on adjournment. So do I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Thank you, Ms. Cook. Seconded. Thank you, Mayor Pro Tem. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned at 6:22 p.m. Thank you all very much. Have a great night.